time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we've got votes coming up. This is going to be the first Sunday of a series, well, let's say four Sundays in the year, where people tend to go to the voting booths. It's only on the 13th of February. Voters will be called to the first of the four traditional voting Sundays of the year. So, over the next couple of episodes of Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at the upcoming national votes and the ones in Geneva. Now, we'll start, though, with two federal popular initiatives, one calling for a ban on tobacco advertising aimed at young people, and another one calling for a ban on animal testing. So, Dario, what we'll do is we'll start with that second one, animal testing. What is that initiative all about?
Well, quite simply, this initiative, launched by a St. Gallen committee, wants to ban all experimentation on animals and humans and stop the import of any new products developed using such animal or human testing.
Okay, now the government and parliament are both against this initiative. They're urging everyone to vote against it. Why is that?
Well, government and parliament, and by the way, all parties represented in parliament, think that this initiative goes too far. The federal legislation on the protection of animals is already one of the strictest and most comprehensive in the world, and banning animal testing would damage Switzerland's position as a top nation in the field of medical research. That's what the government and the parliament fears would happen if the initiative was accepted.
Okay, but it's not just that either. I mean, the initiative also goes further to say all drugs that are imported into Switzerland and used in Switzerland should not have been tested on animals, which is going to be a major problem if that passes.
Yes, exactly. Any new product developed with animal testing would no longer be allowed to be imported into Switzerland. And this is a reason why even left-wing parties such as the Social Democrats and the Green Party are not in favor of the initiative. They say that by banning the import of future medical products developed with animal testing, the initiative would lead to further injustices in the health system. As you can imagine, people with more disposable income would then just simply be able to go to get their treatments in other countries, in private clinics, somewhere else, where they can get access to the most recent developments in medical science, and those with less money would be left with worse medical treatment in Switzerland using products that didn't use any animal testing.
Okay, so as we always do, we take a look at what the polls are telling us. Which way do you think this one's going to go?
Well, according to the official poll from early January, 45% of voters are actually in favor of the ban on animal testing, and 48% are against it. That makes it look like a close call, but I'm pretty sure that this one will get rejected by a large margin, and I'm looking back into history for this analysis, because this will be actually the fourth time ever that the population is asked to express its opinion on the topic, so on a ban of animal testing. And the last time in 1993, a whopping 72% were against a ban on animal testing and animal experiments. And I would think that maybe mentalities have changed a bit in favor of animals, maybe also thanks to the environmental movement and more people becoming vegetarians or aware about animal suffering. But I still think that because this also touches potential future medical treatments, probably a majority of the voters will not be in favor of this ban.
No, and I should think if we also look at the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic and, of course,
yes,
with more treatments and vaccines, etc., more people might be thinking, no, you know what, I actually quite like having new medical products available to me.
Exactly.
Yes, so yeah, I think you're right there. I think that's going to get rejected. But keep an eye on it, of course, absolutely. Now, let's take a look at the second initiative, which also wants to ban something, and that's tobacco ads aimed at young people. So, Dario, who's behind that idea and what is that all about?
Well, maybe to give a little bit of context, Switzerland houses some of the world's largest cigarette companies, such as Philip Morris International in Lausanne or Japan Tobacco International in Geneva. And because of their intensive lobbying activity, Switzerland has one of the weakest tobacco control regimes in Europe. And now this popular initiative for the protection of children against tobacco advertising wants to change that by banning all advertising aimed at children and teenagers. The text was launched by several health and youth organizations, including the Swiss Medical Association, the Swiss Cancer League, and the Swiss Society of Pediatrics.
Okay, let's take a look at that, what that would actually mean. What exactly would be banned?
Well, with this one, it's almost easier to explain what would still be allowed.
Right.
And that is tobacco advertising directly targeting and specifically targeting adults. That would still be allowed, such as in magazines for adults, leaflets, targeted emails to adults, and internet content designed for adults. So this would still be allowed. All the rest, anything else like stuff that is visible, maybe at train stations and billboards, that would all be banned because that's not targeted, and kids that walk past would also see these ads.
Okay, now you might think, no brainer, everyone's going to be behind this, targeting tobacco ads at kids. Who can be for that? Actually, there is some, opposition to this. The right-leaning parliament believes the initiative goes too far and has actually developed an indirect counter-proposal. So what's that?
So yes, over the last few years, the parliament has worked on a new law that would also limit tobacco ads quite a bit. So there seems to be a consent that, yes, it's okay if we regulate tobacco ads in a way. The new law bans tobacco advertising in public buildings, public transport, sports venues, and during sporting events. Posters in public spaces would also be banned, as are promotional adverts in cinemas. Now, radio and television cigarette advertising, you would know that, certainly, yep. Mark, but maybe not all our listeners, they are already banned under the Federal Act on a radio and television. So if you're ever wondering why are we not hearing, why is SwissUp not sponsored by Marlboro, it's not because we don't want No, I'm kidding. But it's banned, like on radio and television in Switzerland. You won't see tobacco ads anytime soon.
No.
And this is not part of the proposal because it's already banned and has been banned for a while.
Looking at that that counter initiative, I mean, it does seem to go a long way towards that the original initiative anyway. I mean, a lot of, as you say, untargeted advertising in public spaces would be banned anyway. So it looks like, I think, that's going to happen irrespective of the outcome of that vote.
Yes, it will happen. But the supporters of the initiative, they're not happy with that law. They say it doesn't go far enough. And specifically, they criticize that the counter proposal would still allow several play. They would still authorize ads in several places accessible to minors, such as music festivals, free newspapers, social networks and social media, and on the internet. So these are places where lots of kids and young people hang out, and where tobacco ad would still be possible under the law.
Okay, so let's take a look at the polls on this one. What is the likely outcome of this particular vote then?
Well, this again, based on the latest poll from the beginning of January, this initiative could actually have a chance of passing. 73% of participants in the poll expressed an intention to accept the ban on tobacco advertisements aimed at young people. Certainly, this 73% will start melting away a bit as we get closer to voting Sunday. But that's a solid advantage.
It's a solid lead, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a good lead. So this one could actually pass.
Okay, that's will be certainly one to watch there. Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look ahead to the votes. 13th of February, there's the two federal initiatives up. In next week's Swiss Up, we'll also be then taking a look at some of the more local votes as well. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always take a look at our website, worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.